20 Irish drinking songs. This week on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 343.
There were three drunken maidens came from the Isle of Wight. They started drinking on Sunday, didn't stop till Saturday night. When Saturday night would come, me boys, they would not then go out. And these three drunken maidens just pushed the jug about. Then up comes bouncing Sally, her cheeks as red as blooms. Move over me jolly sisters and give young Sal some room, for I will be your equal before the night is out. And these three drunken maidens just pushed the jug about. There's partridge and hare. There's every sort of dainty. No scarcity was there. There's 40 quarts of beer, me boys. And fairly drunk them out. And these three drunken maidens just pushed the jug about. Then up comes the landlord. He's asking for his pay. There's a 40-pound bill, me boys. These scouts have got to pay. That's 10 pounds of feasting, boys, but still they wouldn't go out. And these three drunken maidens just pushed the jug about. Where are your fancy hats, your mantles, rich and fine? They all got swallowed up, me lads, in tankards of fine wine. Where are your maiden heads, your maidens, frisk and gay? We left them in the alehouse, we drank them clean away. There were three drunken maidens, came from the Isle of Wight. They started drinking on Sunday, then stopped till Saturday night. When Saturday night would come, me boys, they would not then go out. And these three drunken maidens just pushed the jug about. And these three drunken maidens just pushed the jug about.
Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic and geek musician and podcaster, and this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. I want to ask you to support these artists, share this show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also show your support over on Patreon. Now, last year, I put out a top 20 Irish drinking songs episode, and it was a favorite, it seemed like. I got a lot of downloads, so I decided I was going to repeat that with 20 more Irish drinking songs by many of the awesome bands that show up on this podcast, and we kicked off the show with Crickwater from their self-titled album that was Three Drunken Maidens. Next up is Tipping It Up to Nancy by Cormac Gannon from his album Different.
Oh, there's been a woman in our town, a woman you all know well. She loved her husband dearly and another man twice as well. With me right, Finny Canary, oh, me tip, Finny Cawall. Me right, Finny Canary, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy. She went down to the chemist shop, some remedies to find. Have you anything in your chemist shop to make me old and blind? With me right, Finny Canary, oh, me tip, Finny Cawall. Me right, Finny Canary, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy. Give him eggs and marrow bone to make him suck them all. Before he sucks the last one, sure he won't see you at all. With me right, Finny Canary, oh, me tip, Finny Cawall. Me right, Finny Canary, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy. She gave him eggs and marrow bones and made him suck them all. Before he sucked the last one, sure he couldn't see her at all. With me right, Finny Canary, oh, me tip, Finny Cawall. Me right, Finny Canary, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy. If in this world I cannot see, 'tis here I cannot stay. I'd rather go and drown myself. Come on, says she, and I'll show you the way. With me right, Finny Canary, oh, me tip, Finny Cawall. Me right, Finny Canary, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy. She took him to the river, she took him to the brim. But sly of old Martin, 'twas him that pushed her in. With me right, Finny Canary, oh, me tip, Finny Cawall. Me right, Finny Canary, oh, we're tip, stepping it up to Nancy. She swam through the river, she swam through the brine. Oh, Martin, don't leave me behind. You're a shit up out of that, you silly old fool. Poor Martin is blind. Me right, Finny Canary, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy. There's nine in me family and none of them me own. I wish each and every man would come and claim his own. With me right, Finny Canary, oh, me tip, Finny Canary, me right, Finny Canary, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy. With me right, Finny Canary, oh, me tip, Finny Canary, me right, Finny Canary, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy.
Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger, and sure 'twas no wonder, for so were her father and mother before. They each wheeled their barrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Died of a fever, and no one could save her, and that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheels her barrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Let grasses grow and waters flow in a free and easy way, but give me enough of the fine old stuff that's made near Galloway Bay. And policemen all from Donegal, Sligo and Meath from two, we'll give them the slip when we take a sip of the real old Mountain Dew. At the foot of the hill there's a neat little still where the smoke curls up to the sky, and the smoke and the smell you can plainly tell that there's bitching brewing nearby. It fills the air with odor rare, and betwixt both me and you, when home you stroll you can take a bowl or a bucket of the Mountain Dew. I did a diddly diddly dum, diddly doo, diddly doo, diddly doo, diddly doo, diddly doo, diddly. Now learned men who use the pen have wrote your praises high. That sweet poteen from Ireland's green is still from wheat and rye. Throw away your pills, it's a cure-all ills. A pagan, a Christian, a Jew. Take off your coat and freeze your throat with the real old Mountain Dew. Hi da dee da dum 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 dum.
Sergeant said, would you like to make a soldier out of your son, Ted? With a scarlet coat and a big cocked hat, sure, Mrs. McGraw, wouldn't you like that with me too, Raya? Fottle diddle da, too, Raya, Raya, fottle diddle da. Mrs. McGraw lived by the shore for the space of 7 long years or more. She saw a ship sail in the bay. Is it my son Ted? Will you clear the way with me to Raya? Fottle diddle da, to Raya, Raya, fottle diddle da. Captain, sir, where have you been? Were you sailing on the Mediterranean? Have you tidings of my son Ted? Is the poor boy living or is he dead? With me to Raya, fottle diddle da, to Raya, Raya, fottle diddle da. Then up steps Ted without his legs. In their place he had 2 wood pegs. She kissed him 12 times or 2, saying, oh my boy, sure it couldn't be you. King of Spain, sure I'll make them rue the time they swept the legs from a child of mine. And if I had you back again, I'd never let you go to fight the King of Spain. I'd rather my Ted as he used to be than the King of France and his whole navy with me to Ryan. Fottle diddle da, to rye, you rye, fat little dog. Mrs. McGraw, the sergeant said, would you like to make a soldier out of your son, Ted?
You could be in Peru, and you hear a distant calling, and you know it's meant for you. Then you drop what you are doing, and you join the merry mob. And before you know just where you are, you're in an Irish pub. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job, 'cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. Now that design is fairly simple, and it usually works the same. You'll have Razor Houghton scoring in the Ireland-England game, and you'll know you're in an Irish pub the minute you're in the door. For a couple of boys with borons will be more than Christy Moore. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job, 'cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. Now the owner is Norwegian, and the manager comes from Cork, and the lad that's holding up the bar says only he just work. He was born and bred in Bolton, but his mammy's from Kildare, and he's got to make his fortune soon and move to County Clare. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job, 'cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. Me to go, I have to catch me train. So I leave you sitting at the bar and face the wind and rain. But I'll have that pint you owe me if I'm not gone on the dry, when we meet next week in Frankfurt in the fields of Athenry. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job, 'cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job, 'cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. Wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub.
After Cormac Gannon was Jesse Ferguson with Molly Malone from Folk Favorites, then came Pete in the Creole with Real Old Mountain Dew from the Barn Session, then Matt and Shannon Heaton with Mrs. McGraw from Tell You in Earnest, and finally the High Kings with Irish Pub Song from Decade Best of the High Kings. Now today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. You don't have to just see the world. Don't just do that. Go on a relaxing adventure with a small group of Celtic music fans just like you. We won't see everything. Instead, we will stay in one area. We will get to know the region through its culture, history, and legend. And you can help me decide where we are going in 2019. Subscribe to the mailing list to join the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. Celtic Podcast News. I am really excited to share with you the royalties that we have donated to Celtic nonprofits this year. But let me take a step backwards. Someone made an angry comment on Facebook the other day regarding an ad that I posted to promote the podcast. He asked if I was paying royalties to the artist whose music I was using. Now, one of the tragedies of creating this podcast is that I cannot afford to pay artists for playing the show. I calculated it, and it would cost over $20,000 per episode if I was to pay the standard royalty rate. Instead, I ask artists to permit me to use their music royalty-free, but I feel bad about doing just that. So years ago, I started donating a portion of the income I earn from compilation CDs and now from Patreon to Celtic nonprofits to help support and enrich our Celtic community. Now, I just compiled the list of 2017 donations, and we donated a total of $3,885.57 to Celtic nonprofits last year. That's a grand total of over $31,000 that has gone to Celtic nonprofits since I started donating in 2004. You can see a breakdown of the Celtic nonprofit donations on the website at bestcelticmusic.net. And if you want to support this podcast as well as these Celtic nonprofits, your generous pledge of $1 per episode or more helps keep this show running and Celtic nonprofits sharing Celtic music and culture. Plus, you'll get episodes before regular listeners. It's a great way to support Celtic music. I want to thank our newest patron, Dawn O'Davis, and there's another way that you can support the podcast as well, and that is by buying an Irish and Celtic Music Podcast t-shirt. The shirts are now on sale. Head on over to bestcelticmusic.net. Next up is the Kindred Kilts with Wild Colonial Boy from Live at Summer Crush Winery.
Jack Duggan was his name. He was born and raised in Ireland in a place called Castlemaine. He was his father's only son, his mother's pride and joy. And dearly did his parents love the wild colonial boy. At the early age of 16 years, he left his native home and turning round Australia, where he was inclined to roam. He robbed the rich to help the poor. He shot James McAvoy. A terror to Australia was the wild colonial boy. Born on the prairie as Jack he rode along, a listening to the mockingbird singing a cheerful tune. Up came a band of footmen, Kelly, Davis and Fitzroy. They all set out to capture him. For you see, it's 3-1. Surrender in the Queen's high name, you are her blundering son. Jack drew 2 pistols from his belt, he proudly waved them high. I'll fight, but not surrender, cried the wild colonial boy. Fired a shot at Kelly, which brought him to the ground. And turning round to Davis, he fell dead at the sound. But a bullet pierced his brave young heart from the pit.
In South Australia I was born, heave away, haul away, South Australia round Cape Horn, we're bound for South Australia. And it's haul away, you rolling king, heave away, haul away, haul away, you'll hear me sing, we're bound for South Australia. As I walked out one morning fair, heave away, haul away, it's there I met Miss Nancy Blair, we're bound for South Australia. And it's haul away, you rolling king, heave away, haul away, all the way you'll hear me sing, we're bound for South Australia. I shook her up and I shook her down, heave away, haul away, I shook her round and round the town, we're bound for South Australia. And it's haul away, you rolling king, heave away, haul away, all the way you'll hear me sing, we're bound for South Australia. There ain't but one thing grieves my mind, heave away, haul away, to leave Miss Nancy Blair behind, we're bound for South Australia. And it's haul away, you rolling king, heave away, haul away, all the way you'll hear me sing, we're bound for South Australia. And as you wallop around Cape Horn, heave away, haul away, wish to Christ you'd never been born, we're bound for South Australia. And it's haul away, you rolling king, heave away, haul away, all the way you'll hear me sing, we're bound for South Australia. I'm Galway born and Galway bred, heave away, haul away, long in the arm and thick in the head, we're bound for South Australia. And it's haul away, you rolling king, heave away, haul away, all the way you'll hear me sing, we're bound for South Australia. And it's haul away, you rolling king, heave away, haul away, all the way you'll hear me sing, we're bound for South Australia.
When Jeremy Lanigan batted away till he hadn't a pound, his father he died and made him a man again, left him a farm and 10 acres of ground. He gave a grand party to friends and relations who did not forget when come to the wall. If you but listen, I'll make your eyes glisten, arouse the Russians of Lanigan's ball. 6 long weeks I spends in Dublin, 6 long weeks doing nothing at all. 6 long weeks I spends in Dublin, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. She stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out, she stepped in again, she stepped out, I stepped in again, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. Myself, to be sure, got free invitations for all the nice girls and the boys I might ask. And just in a minute, both friends and relations were dancing as merry as bees round a cask. Lashings of punch and wine for the ladies, potatoes and cakes, there was bacon and tea. Nolan's, Dolan's, O'Grady's, McCarthy's, courting the girls and dancing away. Doing all kinds of nonsensical pogas around the room in a whirly gig. But Julie and I soon banished their nonsense, tipped them a twist of a reel and a jig. Oh, how that girl got mad at me, and danced so you'd think that the ceilings would fall. I spent 3 weeks at Brooks Academy, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. 6 long weeks I spent in Dublin, 6 long weeks doing nothing at all. 6 long weeks I spent in Dublin, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. She stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out, she stepped in again, she stepped out, I stepped in again, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. At Lanigan's ball, in the midst of the row, Miss Kerrigan fainted, her cheeks at the same time as red as a rose. Some of the boys decried she was painted, she took a small drop, too much I suppose. Her sweetheart Ned Morgan, so strong and able, he saw his fair colleague stretched up by the wall. The girls and their ribbons, they all got entangled, and that put an end to Lanigan's ball. 6 long weeks I spent in Dublin, 6 long weeks doing nothing at all. 6
weeks, long weeks, suspense and double, and learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. She stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out, she stepped in again, she stepped out, I stepped in again, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. Learning to dance, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball.
All right, let's have a dance now. Come on!
Ago in a pub night was near, I was on my fourth pint of their best Irish beer, when a thought quickly struck me of all I hold dear. So I went on outside to the hills with my beer. Oh, I've smelled all the flowers, I've left none to hide. I've told more the truth than I've told fib or lie. And I hope when ye find me in the hills where I lie, it will always be said that I died satisfied. Well, I took both the good and the bad in my life, and I made the most of it in a home with my wife. And I raised me two kids, both a girl and a boy, and they all made me life a gift to enjoy. Oh, I smelled all the flowers, I've left none to hide. I've told more the truth than I've told fib or lie. And I hope when ye find me in the hills where I lie, it will always be said that I died satisfied. As for friends, I've had many, I ne'er walked alone, and a few were like family as much as me own. They helped in times troubled, made happiness known, and they gave me a young heart I've never outgrown. Oh, I've smelled all the flowers, I've left none to hide. I've told more the truth than I've told fib or lie. And I hope when ye find me in the hills where I lie, it will always be said that I died satisfied. Well, the evening was leaving, the sun said goodbye. I thought of me past and I smiled with a sigh. Oh, I had no regrets, nay, a reason to cry. So I drank my beer down till the glass all was dry. Oh, I smelled all the flowers, I've left none to hide. I've told more the truth than I've told fib or lie. And I hope when ye find me in the hills where I lie, it will always be said that I died satisfied. Oh, I've smelled all the flowers, I've left none to hide. I've told more the truth than I've told fib or lie. And I hope when ye find me in the hills where I lie, it will always be said that I died satisfied. It will always be said that I died satisfied.
Thank you. I'm gonna take. There's a lot of other chaps that would get up on a track, but I'm thinking that they'd have to get up early. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. My mother's making me marry Mary Mac. And I'm gonna marry Mary to get married and take care of me. I'll be making Mary when I marry Mary Mac. Well, this sweet lass, she is a lot of gas. She is a lot of brass. And her father thinks I'm class. And I'd be a silly ass to let the matter pass. For her father, he thinks she suits me fairly. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. My mother's making me marry Mary Mac. And I'm gonna marry Mary to get married and take care of me. I'll be making Mary when I marry Mary Mac. Together. In fact, you never see the one or one without the other. And the fellas up and wonder if it's Mary or her mother, or the both of them together that I'm courting. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. My mother's making me marry Mary Mac. And I'm gonna marry Mary to get married and take care of me. I'll be making Mary when I marry Mary Mac. Changed to mine unless her mind be changed. We be making the arrangements. Faith, I'm just about deranged. For marriage is an awful undertaking. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. My mother's making me marry Mary Mac. And I'm gonna marry Mary to get married and take care of me. I'll be making Mary when I marry Mary Mac.
After the Kindred Kilts came Jim Cope with South Australia from King of Ballyhooley. Then came Hearthfire Duo with Lanigan's Ball from A Long Way From Home. Then Andrew McKee with Satisfied from his album The Irish Bard. And finally Bill Grogan's Goat with Mary Mac from their album third eye. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to this podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening, or email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Karen Walker emailed her New Year's wishes. Dear Mark and family and all you musicians, it has been a magical year listening to your podcast and all the other connections to the Celtic and Irish community. As the hours of 2017 happily slip into our past, may you all be cheered, dancing, singing merrily. For no matter the circumstances, following in and out of our lives, music and friendship, and staying positive bolsters and strengthens and warms our hearts. Kelly Garrod emailed, "Hi Mark, while standing in a long line at the post office today, Christmas is next week, and wearing my new Irish and Celtic Music Podcast t-shirt, the lady in front of me asked about your podcast. I told her it was wonderful and have been listening for a number of years. While standing in line, she downloaded your podcast and planned to be a new listener on her drive home. I didn't know it'd be so easy to spread the word about your good work. That's a good reason to go get the 2018 Irish and Celtic Music Podcast shirts. Go out there." Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate the feedback. That's awesome. I'm glad the shirt could help. James, Savannah, and Michaela Allen emailed a picture. I'll have that in the show notes. "Hey, Mark, I just wanted to share a picture of what we did while listening to the latest episode. This is the first of 5 of the eventual 8 dozen cowboy cookies we made tonight. Don't try to count them. A few samples were removed for quality assurance purposes by these two rascals. Keep up the great work." Thank you, James. Thank you, Savannah. Thank you, Michaela. I really appreciate it. Thank you all so much for listening and sharing your thoughts about the podcast and how you're listening. I love hearing your stories, so keep sending them in. Drop me a line, CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Next up is the Jackdaws with Raggle Taggle Gypsy from On the Lash.
Gypsy's lips and It's a damn tough life, fertile strife. We whalemen on to go, and we don't give a damn when the day's done, how hard the winds did blow. Oh, we're homeward bound for the grand old sound on a good ship tugged free. And we don't give a damn when we drink our rum with the girls of old Maui, rolling down to old Maui, the boys down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down.
I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced my pistol and then produced my rapier. Said stand and deliver, for I am a bold deceiver. Mushal ring, no one, oh, no, but I. Whack fall the daddy-o, whack fall the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Out his money, and it made a pretty penny. Put it in my pocket, and I took it home to Jenny. She said and she swore that she never would deceive me. The devil take the women, for they never can be easy. Mushering, no one, oh, no one, ah. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Chamber, all for to take a slumber. Dreamt of golden jewels, and for sure it was no wonder. Jenny took my charges, and she filled them up with water. Sent for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter. Mushering, domado, domada. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. The guards were all around me, and likewise was Captain Farrell. I first produced my pistol, for she stole away my rapier. But I couldn't shoot the water, so a prisoner I was taken.
Mushering, no, 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 no. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar.
If anyone can aid me, it's my brother in the army. If I can find his station down in Cork in Killarney, if he'll come and save me, we'll go roving near Kilkenny. I bet he'll treat me better than my darling little Jenny.
Mushering, do-ma-do-do-ma-da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar.
In the drinking and the roping.
Woo-hoo!
Others take delight in the gambling and the smoking.
Yep.
But I take delight in the juice of the barley, courting pretty fair maid in the morning bright and early.
Mushering, do-ma-do-do-ma-da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar. Mushering, do-ma-do-do-ma-da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar.
Well, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sop. And poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. And it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. Still the heart of the roll is Dicey Riley. Poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sop. And poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. And it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. Feel the heart of the roll is Dicey Riley. She walks along Fitzgibbon Street with an independent air, and then it's down to Summer Hill where people stop and stare. She says, it's nearly half past one, it's time I had me another little one. Still the heart of the roll is Dicey Riley. Poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sop. And poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. And it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. Still the heart of the roll is Dicey Riley. Years ago, when men were men and fancied Mayo Pong, or lovely Becky Cooper, or Miss Maggie Mary Wong, one woman put them all to shame. Just one dame was worthy of the game, and the name of that dame was Dicey Riley. Poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sop. And poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. And it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. Still the heart of the roll is Dicey Riley. The years went catching up to her like many pretty whores. Not long before you're down the street and then you're out of doors. Well, the looks all fade in the balance weighed, but out of all that great brigade, still the heart of the roll is Dicey Riley. Poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sop. Poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. And it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. Still the heart of the roll is Dicey Riley. Again!
Poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sop. And poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. And it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. Still the heart of the roll is Dicey Riley.
Thank you.
I put on. My corduroy breeches I put on to work upon the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway. Poor Paddy works on the railway. In 1942, the funnel flew, I moved it through. Found myself a job to do, working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, rolling switches, dodging hitches. I was working on the railway. In 1943, I broke my shovel across my knees. Went to work for the company, then leave the Shelby Railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, rolling switches, dodging hitches. I was working on the railway. Oh, in 1944, I landed on the Liverpool shore. My belly was empty, my hands were raw from working on the railway, the railway. I'm sick to my guts of the railway. Poor Paddy works on the
After the Jackdaws came the Saucy Rovers with Rolling Down to Maui from Treasure Sickness, then Screeched In with Whiskey in the Jar from their self-titled album, then Plastic Patty with Dicey Riley from Lucky Enough, and finally the Muckers from their self-titled album that was Patty on the Railway. I hope you had fun with this show, and if you did, you can download 34 Celtic MP3s for free. All you have to do is subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. This is our free newsletter and your guide to the latest Celtic music and podcast news. Please remember to support these artists out there. Buy their CDs, download their MP3s, follow them on Spotify, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And of course, you can also vote for your favorite song in the show and every show to help me create next year's Best Celtic Music of 2018 episode. Just head on over to bestcelticmusic.net/vote. We're going to finish up the show with Seamus Kennedy from his album In Concert. This is The Parting Glass. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to sharing more music with you again next week. Sláinte.
We've come to the last song of the show right now, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to thank you all very, very sincerely for coming out tonight. Hope you enjoyed it. The Clancy brothers and Tommy Makem, whether they know it or not, are directly responsible for me being in this occupation today. And they used to finish up their shows with a song called The Parting Glass, a lovely way to wind up the evening. I'd like to do it for you now. Oh, all the money that e'er I spend it in good company. And all the harm that e'er I've done, it was to none, alas, but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me a parting glass, good night and joy be with you all. oh, if I had money enough to spend, and leisure time to sit a while. There is a fair maid in this town who sorely has my heart beguiled. Her rosy cheeks, her ruby lips, I own she has my heart in thrall. So I'll fill to her a parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. Oh, all the comrades that e'er I had, they are sorry for my going away. And all the sweethearts that e'er I had would wish me one more day to stay. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise and you should not, I will gently rise and softly call, good night and joy be with you all. Good night, God bless.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. To subscribe, go to iTunes or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with Audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.